Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am continuing up my coverage with a lot of the companies that I follow on the show to recap what's happened this year, 2020, and look ahead to 2021. Really just trying to bring all of you, the interested investors out there, up to date on the companies, what they have accomplished, and what they are looking to do next year. And this year has been very busy for a lot of companies. I am chatting with Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU, and on the OTC markets under the symbol PRCNF. Chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, just a quick little recap of this year. The company's been through some pretty major changes. In May, there was a management and board of directors change. That's also when you came into the story. In August, the company's name changed. In mid-August, right after that name change, there was an 8,000-meter drill program that was initiated at this Enchi Gold project in Ghana. And then shortly after that drilling started, September, we had a resource estimate, an increase on the past resource of about 70%, which brings up the total resource right now to about 1.22 million ounces of gold. And then after that, we had a bought deal that closed for $15 million and an increase to the drill program, now a 58,000-meter drill program. Luke, give us a little summary of all the changes that happened really in just a short period of time at the later part of this year.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, it's been an extremely busy 6 months. I came in as CEO middle of May. At that point, Doug Forrester, who was a director of the company and someone I've worked with for a number of years, stepped up as chairman of the company. Greg Smith, who's our VP exploration, over 30 years of experience, came back to Nucor or Pinecrest at the time as full-time VP exploration. We then underwent a full rebrand brand and name change, renaming the company Nucor Gold. And that was really to show the market a commitment to our Enchi project in Ghana, which is a district scale project, which was really sitting there being overlooked by the market. When I did come in May, we also raised $3 million. We wanted to put as much of that money into the ground as possible to drill on our Enchi project. So we did announce an 8,000-meter drill campaign, which started middle of August. And then, as you highlighted, just before Beaver Creek, so middle of September, we announced a resource updated. Since then, we've had three sets of drill results come out on the various drilling that we did as part of that 8,000 meters. And then we also announced a $15 million bought deal, supported by a number of investment banks, and we added about 15 new institutional investors to our share register as part of that, and then we announced a 50,000 meter of additional drilling, and have just kept the drill rig turning on site. So yeah, it's been a very busy, very busy 6 months, but we've been able to accomplish a lot, and ultimately we think create a fair bit of shareholder value through that period.
So as you and I have been chatting over the last few months now, we have been covering this increase in the drill program and some of the results that have come out to date. But so far, still, out of 58,000 meters that's going to be drilled, you have three press releases out outlining some of the recent drilling success. In terms of 2021, then, how do you see news flow encompassing these drill results? I'm assuming it's going to be pretty consistent throughout at least most of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you highlighted, we've been putting kind of drill results out about every 3 weeks since September. And that's what we're planning on continuing to do. So we are going to have a very large additional program of 50,000 meters. That's already underway. We've currently got two rigs on site. So the initial RC rig that we had for our phase one 8,000-meter program, we just kept that RC rig on site, and it has continued to drill. We added a second rig around the third week of November, another RC rig, which has been drilling drilling since then. And then just last week, we've got our first diamond rig, which arrived on site and is starting to drill some deep holes at Boeing to kick off. And then we'll move over to Siyum and eventually over to Niam. Beginning of next year, we'll have another one or two additional rigs show up, taking us to a total of four or five rigs. We've been extremely happy with the drilling that's been happening over the last couple of months. We had a 4,500 meter month with one of our RC rigs in November, so that was great. And you know, we're just going to continue to put out results over the next 5 or 6 months, right through to May or June of next year, with all the results from the drilling that we're doing. So very excited about being able to get all that news out. And then we're also going to be updating our PEA. So as you highlighted, the in-pit resource on our Enchi project increased from about 700,000 ounces, which was used in our 2015 PEA, which is now outdated because we put out an updated resource of 1.22 million ounces. So we are going to update that PEA, and we'll look to have that completed by the end of Q1 of next year. So that'll be another real noteworthy event for the company.
Luke, just a quick question here regarding the drilling. Then I keep on hearing about how slow the assay labs are in North America, but this project is in Ghana. What type of turnaround times are you getting at the labs?
So the short answer is about 2 or 3 weeks. The longer answer is Greg Smith, our VP Exploration, and I were actually in Ghana at our Enchi project at the end of November. And this is one of the things that we've spoken about in some detail on your show in the past, is what a great country Ghana is to operate in. So we did go and see our drilling company while we were on that trip and spent a lot of time with them talking about the 50,000 meter program and ultimately getting some confidence in terms of their ability to kind of execute on that program. And then we also went to our assay lab and spent some time with them. We highlighted the fact that, you know, we've got an additional 50,000 meters, which means lots of samples are going to get sent to the lab. And they reassured us that they'll be able to continue to get those back to us within a 2 or 3 week turnaround. So that assay lab sits about a 4 hour drive from us. So that's, I think, one of the real advantages we have at this stage. I'm hearing about the, you know, 12, 14 plus week turnarounds that a number of Aussie and North American companies are facing at the moment. And, you know, for us to be able to get our results back in a 2 or 3 week period to ultimately get those out to the market. But also, if we make a nice high grade discovery at some stage, to know that we've made that discovery and be able to adjust our program accordingly to focus in on that area is something that is really nice for us to be able to do. So yeah, 2 or 3 weeks is the assay time, and that's what we've been reassured that the timeline will be on a go forward basis.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice to be able to get the drill results back in a much more timely manner. But in all fairness, these companies in North America, there's unfortunately nothing they can really do about it. Let's discuss again the overall goals of this drill program, because it has a couple different aspects to it. One aspect obviously being expanding existing resource areas, so a long strike and down dip to depth. Let's talk about that aspect first. How is that progressing, and how is that going to fall into the overall timing in this program?
Yeah, absolutely. And if your listeners are looking at our presentation at all, or plan to look on it after the show, newcoregold.com, and I'd suggest you have a look at slide 13 within that presentation. And within one slide, I think this kind of systematically goes through how we're approaching our exploration. So currently, our 1.22 million ounce resource sits at Boeing, Siyum, and Niam. So we've got about 530,000 ounces, 535,000 ounces at Siyum, 155,000 at Niam. And we're continuing to look to expand the size of the resource at all three of those areas by stepping out along strike. So they're all open along strike. They're open at depth as well. And then specifically at Boeing and Siyum, we've got a couple of big gap zones, half kilometer, kilometer long areas in between the current pit constrained resource, where we just historically haven't been drilling drilling. So we're actually drilling those areas as we speak with the RC rigs that are on site. So we're going to look to continue to expand the overall size of the resource near surface at all of those areas. And I'll just remind your listeners that the average depth to date of the drilling that we've done is only down to 50 meters, with the deepest hole down to about 175 meters. So we've really been focused historically on all the oxides that there are across our property. So we'll continue to expand resource at those areas. We're also going back to a number of drill tested areas. So Kojina Hill, Quack Rom, and Arati. You'll see we put out some results today from Kojina Hill and Quack Rom. Good results that we'll ultimately look to over time follow up on, and then gradually move those into the resource category to expand the overall size of our resource. We're also in early 2021 going back to an area called Arati. It's at the northern end of our property. We've had good historical drill results from there, and we'll ultimately look to get back to that area, do additional drilling, and bring it into the deposit resource category with that additional drilling that we do. So really focused on our deposit areas as well as previously drilled areas, with the goal of expanding overall resource primarily near surface. And then outside of that, we've identified a number of other areas like Nkwanta, Siyum South, Tokasia. Those are three areas where we've done a lot of work. We're actually trenching at the moment down at Siyum South, and we'll drill that area for the first time ever in Q1 of next year, with the goal of making discoveries at all three of those areas, and over time, with additional drilling, moving them up into that deposit resource area. Below or outside of those 10 odd areas that I've just talked about there, we've also got about 15 other additional targets that we've identified, where we'll continue to do mapping, soil sampling, trenching, with the goal of ultimately prioritizing the next areas that we want to drill. So that's kind of the focus for a lot of the let's say resource expansion and near surface discoveries that we're looking to make. And then outside of that, at Boeing, Siyum, and Niam specifically, we're going to be putting the first deep holes below those current deposits. And when I talk about deep holes, I'm talking down to kind of 250 to 350 meters. Again, if your listeners are looking at our presentation at all, I would highlight slide 15 within our presentation, which kind of shows you a longitudinal section of our Enchi project. It compares that to the Chirano mine, which is 50 kilometers to the north of us. And as you can see, where these greenstone-hosted deposits really start to double, triple, and quadruple in size is when you start to drill deeper. So we're going to put some holes down to 250 to 300 meters, initially at Boeing, which we're doing at the moment with the diamond rig that just showed up last week. And we'll ultimately look to do the same at Siyum and I am as well, with the goal of making some higher grade discoveries at depth in the sulfides. So kind of a three-pronged approach: expand the existing near surface resource at our deposit areas, as well as start to move the previously drilled areas towards resource areas, look to make some near surface discoveries at other targets we've identified, and then ultimately look to make some deeper discoveries as well in the sulfides. So that's the approach from a drill perspective, Corey.
Okay, perfect. I will post a link to the company's presentation so everyone can follow along. It does provide a nice overview of the drill program and all these different aspects of the drill program. These deep holes are going to be very interesting to see what happens here, because that comparison to the Chirano mine, I can see why you're going deeper here. Just a quick question, though. Are you guys going to be updating the resource next year at some time, too?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll answer that in two ways. With our updated PEA that we're going to be putting out at the end of Q1, to date, we've completed about 14,000 meters of drilling as part of our 2020 program. So that initial 8,000 meters, we were able to actually stretch the dollars for that drill program to get us about 9,200 meters. And then we've continued to drill you know, on the back of that, and we're sitting at about 14,000 meters at the moment. So we will look to potentially get a small resource update done as part of the PEA that we're going to put out at the end of Q1. But then in Q3, early Q4 of next year, once we have all the results back from the 58,000 meters of drilling that we're doing, we'll look to put out a full resource update at that stage.
Okay, perfect. One other thing that I do want to note before I get you out of here is the share structure of the company. You guys do have, well, you raised that $15 million not that long ago. From what the presentation says, you have around $17 million still in the bank. Share structure, though, you have just under 100 million shares outstanding, results in a market cap of, let's say, a little under $80 million Canadian. And the management and insiders, they hold about 32%. Institutional holds about 35%. So it's a relatively small retail float. Take us through some of the major shareholders here and the growth of the institutions this year.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's a nice tight share structure in the sense that we don't have any warrants outstanding, and we never needed to issue warrants to attract capital. And I think that speaks ultimately to the team and the asset itself that we haven't needed to do that. We've got about 35% institutional ownership at the moment. That last capital raise that we did at 80 cents a share, we added about 15 new institutional investors to the share register. That took us from about 20% ownership to 35%. A number of the groups, I spent 15 years on the investment banking side of the business, the sell side, covering a lot of big, large global natural resource investors, primarily out of the UK and Europe. You'll see a number of them are now owners of Nucor. We're also very well supported from the street. We've got five investment banks covering us at the moment. So yeah, so in terms of the institutional side, we've got 35% ownership. Management and insiders are very well aligned. We own 32% of the business. And then outside of that, the rest would be owned by retail, which is somewhere around a third of the overall float of the company. One thing I'd highlight to your listeners is, as many of you will have seen, the gold market has softened over the last month or two with some of the vaccines that have been coming out, as well as I think a lot more certainty around the election in the U.S. And ultimately, you know, we're currently trading at around 60, 65 cents a share. So it's actually below the last issue price, which I think creates an interesting opportunity for anyone who's not currently holding the company or is potentially looking to add.
All right, Luke, we will wrap it up there. Luke and I will be planning a webinar for early next year to give even more insights into the drill program and update any drill results that come in the meantime. Please, everyone, send me your questions. Any follow-ups for Luke regarding Nucor Gold? My email address is fleck@kereport.com. Luke, really appreciate this year-end update, and looking forward to following up with you next year as all these drill results start to roll out. I hope you have a great rest of your week and a very happy holidays there, Luke.
Thanks a lot. Same to you, Corey. Happy holidays.